The medical community is sounding the alarm about the reemergence of measles in the U.S. Doctors have confirmed more than 460 cases nationwide, including 7 in Illinois, 4 in Champaign County. Advocate Healthcare is sending thousands of letters to parents across Illinois, encouraging them to make sure their children are vaccinated. Aaron Traeger, a pediatrician with Advocate Children's Medical Group in Normal, tells GLT's Eric Stock he's not sure Illinois is ready to join the short list of states to make the measles vaccine mandatory with no exemptions, but he's also not sure many people understand just how highly contagious measles can be.
Because of our metropolitan area and, you know, we have an airport, you know, you are hours away from, you know, places where measles is very, very common. We do it all the time with our mission work is, you know, we hop on a plane and we can be in Haiti in 6 hours. It's amazing. But because of that, those diseases really are just an airplane flight away to our community.
It seems that the anti-vax myths are what's driving this. Is that largely it? And what's behind that?
Well, there's actually two, when it comes to measles, there's actually two things that are interesting. The anti-vaccine position that's been going on for decades, it contributes to it a little bit. But in the past, what's been happening is that we've had such a high vaccine rate in our state and in our country where, you know, the vast majority of people were being vaccinated against measles routinely, as they should be. So everybody in this country has the option to be vaccinated between 12 and 15 months for their first vaccine, and then they get a booster right before they enter kindergarten. And that's the law in the state of Illinois, that you get 2 doses of measles vaccine before you go to kindergarten. So what was happening is as more and more people are exempting themselves from the vaccines, that we are, our threshold for our so-called herd immunity has dropped. So then what happens is someone comes from a place where measles is much more common, and then they come into our community, and then because that threshold isn't reached, you're more likely to get people that have not been vaccinated, and then they can get the disease and spread it around.
So that just fuels a vicious cycle.
It does. It's a domino effect that is really concerning, because with measles, measles is crazy contagious. You know, we're not talking, you wash your hands and you can prevent it, wear a mask and you may be prevented. It is really, you know, one person goes to a crowded area, an airport, a school, a football stadium, and, you know, potentially hundreds to thousands of people can be exposed just by them breathing.
How do you combat the myths about vaccines? And we've heard them about being linked to autism, their ineffectiveness. How do you combat that?
It's fascinating that you say that, because it really is a long conversation that really has to start with trust. You know, people trust their personal physician. You know, they trust the people that's in front of them. But what's hard is that, you know, there are people out there, other places, particularly the internet, and, you know, it's, you know, people have opinions that are strong about this. But the way we handle it in our office and with our patients is that, you know, it starts with that personal relationship. You know, they know us, we know them, we know their values, they know our values. And our values really are is to taking care of the best of their child, you know, their person, and also our community. We have a very big stake in making sure that these kinds of things don't happen in our home, in our communities. So so we talk about, you know, the facts of the matter is that, number one, vaccines are safe and effective. And I tell folks, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if there was any doubt in my mind that these things were not safe and not effective, I guarantee you that my 3 kids would not be getting these things. However, the science is there, the history is there. And the scientific and the medical community has really done their due justice to make sure that we're not doing anything to put your children at harm.
That's pediatrician Aaron Traeger with Advocate Children's Medical Group in Normal with GLT's Eric Stock. Traeger says there are only a few doctors in Bloomington Normal who he knows will sign a vaccine exemption form, and none at Advocate Bromen, though that is not a formal administration policy.